Eritrea dismisses accusations of religious persecution. Resource tools are on their way to an African church, and students learn that outreach goes hand in hand with training in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Eritrean government calls the reports of mass Christian detentions hyperbole. A senior government official categorically denies religious repression and suggests the reports are exaggerated. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner disagrees.
The Eritrean government is still very much living in the past. They haven't come to grips with the reality of technological age in which news of arrests does get out of countries very rapidly. I think they really do believe that if they simply say it long enough, the people will actually believe them.
Penner says while they can engage in open evangelistic work in Eritrea, they can send a shortwave radio Bible study broadcast into some of the military camps where Christians are held. Penner suggests the government's playing a game of semantics over the persecution.
They don't deny that there are Christians detained, but they call them members of new sects who are assembling illegally. So they're saying, we're not persecuting people because they're Christians. We're detaining people because they're criminals.
Next, clashes between ethnic groups in central Nigeria resulted in 9 deaths last week when a minibus was attacked by the militia. Christian Reform World Relief Committee has workers in the area. They say that the government and church are working hard to stop the violence. However, the problem escalates because of extreme retaliation attacks. Many Nigerians have already fled the violence, pray that the scourge of conflict will resolve before communities are destroyed. You're listening to Mission Network News. A list of potential troublemakers is being compiled for next year's Olympic Games in Beijing. Reports indicate China's intelligence agency has a list of human rights activists, non-governmental organizations, and evangelical Christians. Many evangelical groups are planning outreaches, which could now be in jeopardy. Open Doors USA's Blanket China in Prayer initiative begins August 8th to pray for spiritual change in China and the Olympics. Pray that Christians will be allowed into the country. Elsewhere, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says their latest Great Crate shipment is on its way to believers in Africa.
The shipment is in excess of 51,000 pounds. It's a 40-foot container. It's going to go to 2 destinations. One is undisclosed for security reasons into West Africa, and then the remainder of that will be going into South Africa and then distributed cross-continent.
Palmerton explains the need is constant for unused and excess Christian resources.
We have seminaries standing in line. Nearly all of them have work outside the seminary where they need Bibles. Graduating pastors that don't even have a Bible. Those needs are continuing. Many of those are being met with Bear Your Bookshelf.
Operation Bear Your Bookshelf allows people to donate Bibles and Christian books to a specific believer overseas. Go to our website for details. And Dave Tippett of Eternal Concepts, a part of Sammy Tippett Ministries, just returned from Romania. He and 21 Romanian students were together 2 weeks, holding discipleship training and outreach. Tippett says outreach is a natural response for believers.
Once he begins to develop a work in a person's life, it's going to be natural for them to look outward and to see where we can make a difference in this world. And so, to me, they go hand in hand. Being a follower of Christ, you can't separate the two.
They visited an orphanage and also distributed food. In one drought-stricken city, they gave away water and shared the gospel. Several people came to Christ. Tippett says the students were motivated and excited.
People were fighting to be able to serve and be able to make a difference, and they wanted to share the gospel with as many people as possible, and they prayed. They had fervent prayers for them. So I was extremely encouraged by this group of students.
Pray that God would continue to penetrate the darker regions. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.